This is VOA News. Leah Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Stocks dropped on Wall Street Tuesday after President Donald Trump ordered a stop to negotiations with Democrats over another round of aid for the economy until after the election. Investors have been clamoring for more stimulus after the economy was punched into a recession by coronavirus shutdowns. The Dow swung instantly from a gain of about 200 points to a loss of about 300 points. A series of tweets from the president came just hours after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned on Tuesday that the U.S. economy's recovery from the recession triggered by the crisis may falter if the virus is not controlled and economic growth is not sustained. Powell called for more help for households and businesses, including expanded unemployment insurance payments, payments to households and financial aid for small businesses. He told the National Association for Business Economics that government assistance has helped spur economic growth, but added negative trends could still emerge without more government action. Top U.S. military leaders, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, are self-quarantining after contact with a top U.S. Coast Guard official, Vice Commandant Charles Ray, who has tested positive for coronavirus. Pentagon officials confirmed to VOA that all the service chiefs who attended meetings with Ray at the Pentagon last week tested negative for the virus early on Tuesday. A spokesman told reporters the leaders are self-quarantining, quote, out of an abundance of caution. He emphasized that none of those in contact with Ray are experiencing any symptoms of illness. Officials say it's unclear where Ray was exposed to the coronavirus. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilian populations in a dangerous flare-up over the disputed separatist enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. As the conflict intensifies in a second week of renewed fighting, diplomats from Moscow to Paris are scrambling to try to persuade the warring sides to agree to a ceasefire, but missiles and rockets continue to rain down. The enclave is inside Azerbaijan's borders, but enjoys de facto independence and has an Armenian majority. It has not seen such heavy clashes since the early 1990s, when as many as 30,000 people lost their lives before a ceasefire largely brokered by Moscow. Fears are mounting that it will not be easy this time either to secure a rapid end to the hostilities. Dozens have already died in the clashes. Observers fear the region is one step away from a broader war in the Caucasus that risks embroiling Russia on one side and Turkey on the other. Moscow and Ankara are already backing opposing sides in Syria and in Libya. Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission annulled results of the country's parliamentary election Tuesday as opposition groups took control of government buildings while protesting the election. Members of several opposition parties said they plan to oust President Sooronbay Jeenbekov and establish a new government. The Central Asian country is in a strategically vital location that hosts a Russian airbase, as well as a large gold mine controlled by Canada. The commission's invalidation of Sunday's election followed mass protests that erupted in the capital of Bishkek and in other cities. During those demonstrations, hundreds of people were injured and one person died. A panel of members of the U.S. House of Representatives has found that Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook have all used what it deemed objectionable means to keep control of the markets they serve. The Antitrust Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee recommended that the four companies should not both control and compete in related business activities. It found that the arrangement allowed the businesses to create one set of rules for themselves and another for their competitors. The nearly 500-word report issued Tuesday compared the tech giants to, quote, the kinds of monopolies we last saw in the era of oil barons and railroad tycoons. Facebook, Apple, and Google did not have immediate comment. Amazon, however, published a blog post on Tuesday warning against what it said were fringe notions of antitrust and market interventions that would, quote, kill off independent retailers and punish consumers by forcing small businesses out of popular online stores. Via Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.